As early as Wednesday, the Senate is expected to begin debate on a resolution authorizing President Bush to wage war against Iraq. Unless a compromise is reached, the original White House proposal will come to the floor, despite the objections of many Democrats who've called the wording too open-ended and not focused enough on working with the United Nations. Joining us to talk about the latest developments is NPR's congressional correspondent, David Wellna. David, we got word today that the Senate would start its debate tomorrow, and then it was Wednesday. So please tell us what's going on.
Well, Jackie, I think that it's a pretty firm bet that they will start that debate on Wednesday, or at least at some point this week. As you said, until late this afternoon, it appeared that this debate was going to happen tomorrow afternoon. But then word came from the White House that the president wanted the four top congressional leaders from both parties to have breakfast with him on Wednesday at the White House to talk about the Iraq resolution. So Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said that it would not be until once that meeting had taken place that they would go on to the Iraq resolution. Now, this meeting on Wednesday will be the first time that Daschle will be meeting face-to-face with the president since there was an outburst on the Senate floor last Wednesday by Senator Daschle, in which he said that remarks the president had made a couple days earlier about the Senate not being interested in the security of the American people, those remarks were outrageous and that the president should apologize. The president has not apologized. He's made some conciliatory remarks. But it could be that Daschle is looking for something from the president that will be an assurance that this issue of Iraq will not be used as a campaign issue by Republicans campaigning for a re-election in November. It could also be that they're looking for some kind of a further compromise on the actual resolution. But clearly, there's a desire to get to the resolution, but first talk with the president.
David, as you know, one of the reactions Democrats had, some Democrats, to the original wording of the resolution was that it gave the president powers that were too broad. Is this language that will be introduced on Wednesday expected to be pretty much what it was in the first place?
Well, unless there is a compromise that's reached on new language, the resolution that Daschle intends to offer on the floor of the Senate is the one that the White House first sent up to the Senate 11 days ago, and both Democrats and Republicans thought that the language in that was far too broad, that it not only authorized the president to make war on Iraq, but conceivably he could also use military force throughout the Middle East. And there's an agreement that that has to be changed, and there was some rewording done last week. Democrats were not entirely comfortable with that, though, so they are likely to propose some more changes.
How would they like to curtail what the president had asked for?
Well, I think the biggest problem that Senate Democrats have with the resolution is that they think that the tone of it is still too much a go-it-alone tone and that it doesn't adequately emphasize the need to persuade other nations and ideally the United Nations to join the U.S. in bringing pressure on Saddam Hussein. Some Democrats also say that greater specificity is needed on how much power is actually granted to the president in the resolution. And there are some Republicans who have concerns, too, such as Nebraska's Chuck Hagel, who warned today about portraying using military force against Iraq as a cakewalk and then trying to do nation building there, as he put it, on the cheap. And there's at least one Democrat, Dick Durbin of Illinois, who's already declared his intention not to vote for an Iraq War Powers resolution at all, saying it's both poorly timed and poorly reasoned. But a majority of senators is expected to vote for the resolution.
You mentioned the flare-up last week, David. Do you think there'll be actual vigorous debate over this, or do you think the president will get pretty much what he wants?
I think we've already begun to hear some of that vigorous debate, especially from Senate Democrats who dissent from the White House's position on Iraq. Those speeches began in the middle of last week, and I'm sure that we'll hear many more of them in the coming week. But at the same time, there are strong defenders of the president's policy, and they're not just Republicans. There are some Democrats who really stand behind the president on going after Saddam Hussein. So I think things will be quite lively in the Senate.
Well, thank you very much, David.
You're welcome, Jackie.
NPR's David Wellna speaking to us from Capitol Hill.